Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. John Cobell Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, we become a podcast, John Cobell Show on demand. Moist Line coming up twice at about 20 after and 10 to 4. And now we're going to talk with John Hatami. John Hatami, one of the strongest candidates for LA County District Attorney. He was in the debate last night that was sponsored by Los Angeles Magazine, hosted by one of their writers, John Regardi, and Fox 11's Alex Michelson. You can see it online at lamag.com. We have a link to it, the YouTube link, on our Twitter account. So just go to at John Cobell Radio on Twitter, and there's a link. Take you to YouTube, and you really ought to watch it. If you don't know the candidates and you're kind of overwhelmed and confused because there was 10 of them last night, let me tell you, John Hatami is one of the best, and Deputy DA, a lot of high-profile cases, been on with us a number of times. Let's get John on here. How are you, John?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
I thought you came across great last night. How did you feel after the event?
I felt great. You know, I think that many people in Los Angeles know that George Gascon has a failed district attorney. He's let us down regarding public safety. He's let us down regarding the fact that violent crime, it still continues to be a problem in Los Angeles. Property crimes have increased every single year George Gascon has been DA. We have numerous smash and grab burglaries. We have organized retail theft. And I think so many people are ready for a new district attorney who's actually going to prioritize public safety.
I found him infuriating, and I know I'm not the only one. I've talked with a couple of people today. They saw Gascon act as if everything has gone swimmingly for the first 3 years. I mean, he didn't give an inch on his policies.
Yeah, he straight up lied about pretty much everything. First, you know, he indicated that he's prosecuting misdemeanors. That's a straight out lie. He's not. There's at least 12 misdemeanors he doesn't prosecute: resisting arrest, disturbing the peace, public drunkenness, solicitation for prostitution, criminal threats, 37 cities, John, have voted no confidence in George Gascon because of the fact that he won't prosecute misdemeanors and he doesn't care about the quality of life of so many Angelenos. He also indicated numerous times that he's spoken to all the prosecutors and he's worked with them. That's a straight out lie. He's never spoken to me. He's never spoken to a lot of the prosecutors within the office. And so when he stands up there, you know, in front of everybody and says these things, they're just completely untrue and they're fabrications. He also doesn't realize that when you bring in people into the office that say police are barbarians or they want to abolish prisons or jails, or they're telling victims not to call 911, and you're putting those people in positions of authority and power and management. You know, I worked on the Gabriel Fernandez case. There's so many children who are victims of abuse. Can you imagine telling these individuals not to call 911 to try to save a child and then taking that person and elevating them to a position of management and then trying to tell everybody in the public that somehow criticizing that is racial? That has nothing to do with race. It has to do with facts. We don't want people in charge of public safety that call police barbarians, that want to abolish prisons and jails, that tell victims of violent crime, like victims of child abuse or sexual abuse, not to call 911. People like that should not be in positions of power, and that has nothing to do with race. That has to do with the fact that we need to prioritize public safety. And so when George Gascon stands up there and says those things and says them, you know, right in front of everybody, everybody needs to hold him accountable for the fact that he's just not telling the truth.
No, I thought he was lying quite a bit last night. As you've been campaigning, I mean, that's got to be a completely different experience than, you know, doing your day-to-day prosecutor duties. You've probably met a lot of people at all these events. I saw you at one event in Manhattan Beach a couple of months ago. What are you getting from the public? Because the public is often apathetic and ignorant of races like the local district attorney.
So I will tell you this. Many people know me in Los Angeles for fighting for abused, neglected, and murdered children. And I do that every day. And many people know me as, you know, the prosecutor who prosecuted the killers of Gabriel Fernandez and the killers of Anthony Avalos. And so I think a lot of people out there who are parents, who are moms, who are dads, come up to me all the time and say, I want you to fight to make sure that my children are safe and we don't feel that our children are safe. And so I'm blessed that I've handled a lot of these cases, and a lot of people throughout LA County know me as somebody who fights for abused, neglected, and murdered children. I could also tell you that I've encountered a lot of people in the business community who are so tired of being victims of smash and grab burglaries. I've encountered a lot of people in the immigrant community who own businesses, mom and pop shops, and they're so tired of being victimized with their businesses as well. I've encountered so many individuals who are victims of hate crime, and they're tired of the fact that they're victimized every day. I've also, you know, I fight for victims and survivors and surviving family members, being a victim myself. And a lot of those victims, John, they feel left out. They feel like George Gascon has abandoned them, and they feel like nobody's up there fighting for them. And so for me, my experiences within LA County have been really good. I've traveled from Lancaster all the way to Claremont and everywhere in between. I think Angelenos are tired of George Gascon. They're tired of these radical politicians. They want someone to lead. They want someone to be an actual leader, to inspire others, and to want to promote and protect their community and prioritize public safety. And so I think people are ready for a change.
You know, it's funny. This is one of the few races or one of the few politicians who really had a dramatic negative impact on the day-to-day life every day of the people living in LA County. You know, there's a lot of people, they run for office, and whether they win or lose, sometimes it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter who's in the office, right? But this is a unique situation where his decisions really greatly impacted millions of lives, and every day you're noticing it. Every day people are talking about it. It's really an unusual situation, and it's good.
And I agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree. He destabilized our office. We're short over 200 deputy district attorneys. He has so many people within the office suing him. You know, I mean, I came on your show and I was on it pretty much, you know, on a weekly basis, because on December of 2020, when George Gascon took office, I was the first deputy district attorney to step forward and challenge George Gascon's directives. And I did it publicly. And I would be on your show numerous times talking about all the radical policies of George Gascon over the last 3 years. This individual has impacted our community in an incredibly negative way. The amount of crime we have here in Los Angeles is unprecedented. Ask anybody when you go out there. People are afraid to walk their children to school. People are afraid to wear a watch or jewelry. People are afraid to go to the mall and shop because of smash and grab burglaries or organized retail theft. People are afraid to go to the beach. People get afraid when they go pump their gas that somebody's going to attack them doing that.
But last night he denied any of that is happening in any greater numbers than before.
I know. He is a good liar and a straight up liar. And I looked at him when he was talking about these things, and he did it with a straight face, which should scare a lot of people, because it shows you that he is a politician. He is not somebody who actually cares. He is not somebody who's honest. He is an individual who only cares about his job, about power, imposing these radical and rogue policies, just about not telling the truth. He doesn't care about the normal Angelino. He only cares about media cases and what the media thinks about him. But, you know, children who are abused and tortured and neglected that nobody knows about, he doesn't care. Innocent Angelinos who are killed, he doesn't care. Teenagers who are poisoned and killed by fentanyl, he doesn't care. These street takeovers, he doesn't care. Unless it's a media case or some type of case, he doesn't really care about these things. And he constantly goes on from debate to debate, not telling the truth.
I thought it was powerful last night when you guys were debating his chief of staff, Tiffany Blacknell, and her record as a vicious anti-police activist, called police barbarians. And you talked about your wife being an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy, and that your wife isn't a barbarian. We played that clip right before the news, right before you came on. And I thought that was really something else when you talked about your mother, your wife, and your children's mother not being a barbarian. And he's got no shame in doing that.
I mean, you know, John, first off, we lost two really good police officers in El Monte, dads, Paredes and Santana, who were brutally murdered in El Monte, and they were murdered as a result of George Gascon's policies of allowing an individual out of custody on probation who had strike priors, and that individual had gun allegation and gun charges, and he was still out, and he got another gun illegally, and he killed two police officers. We had another police officer, Clinton Broomer, in Palmdale, who was brutally assassinated. And so for George Gascon to hire somebody into management who calls police barbarians, that's sick. That's really disturbing. And for my wife, who's the mother of my children, you know, not only is she a detective, but she works patrol two times a week because the sheriff's department is short-staffed. Most detectives do. And so when she goes out on patrol, I'm worried. I want to make sure that my wife, the mother of my children, comes home safely. And I also want a DA who, if something bad does happen to her, I know in my heart that DA is going to prosecute that person or that killer to the fullest extent of the law. And so many police officers who risk their lives on a daily basis and are out there every day fighting for us, they don't believe the DA we have right now has their back. They don't believe the DA cares about them. Their family members of police officers don't believe the DA cares about them. And to me, that's a disgrace.
Yes.
It's sick to have a district attorney in Los Angeles who is not going to stand up and support police officers, support their family members, and make sure that we're partners and we're a team, and make sure that if something bad happens to a police officer, you're going to get up and tell the public you're going to prosecute the person who did it, and you're going to do it to the fullest extent of the law. And
John,
the police officers know that I'm that person.
I hate to interrupt you. Please come back again soon, whenever you want, all right, between now and Election Day.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
John Hatami. Yes, you too. L.A. County Deputy DA running against Gascon. We got Moistline coming up next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640. And it's time for the Moist line. Let's go. 877-MOIST-86. Oh, we got to give away cash first? There's too much going on.
Now, your chance to win $1,000.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Credit. That's credit. C-R-E-D-I-T.
Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash.
I blame this on Deborah. She was in here, distracted me. I forgot the name of the show. I forgot I'm supposed to give away money.
You're blaming me?
Yes, I'm blaming you. All right. Credit is the keyword here. Credit. Enter that at KFIAM640.com/cash. If you win, you'll be notified by email. Check your junk and spam folder, too. Listen to KFI. There's a winning keyword from 9:20 in the morning with Gary and Shannon all the way to 5:20 with Conway every weekday. Next chance to win with Conway is at 4:20. Now, let's do the Moist line, 877-MOIST-86.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I'm sitting here looking at the sky, and I'm watching these planes fly by, and they're spewing this white foam or white smoke or powder or something. This goes on whenever there's a clear day. Can somebody tell me, are they manipulating the weather?
I'm sure you feel secure as I do. We have fighter jets up in the air bombing Yemen, almost starting a third world war. Nothing from the president. But the next day, he appears on the podium talking about bailing out student loans. Wow. I guess everything's just peachy in the world, right?
On the topic of nonprofits and how much the employees, especially at the top, make, technically the NFL is a nonprofit organization. Now, each team is for profit. Their owners, right, are making profits. But the organization that they play under, the NFL, is a nonprofit. And Roger Goodell at the top makes $40 million a year.
A couple of years ago, the state of California had an $80 billion surplus. Now, a couple of years later, $60 billion deficit. That's how Newsom manages money. The guy's a complete disaster. Crazy to think if he ran, some people would actually vote for him. Scary.
He's covering homeless people. People stealing everything and anything that isn't tied down without penalty. Millions of illegal aliens. But the real problem in California is my food scrap. That's the real problem. They need a special bucket because they're going to destroy the world.
You know what? I'm done flying. I value my life more than these people value their job at Boeing. So I'm not trusting them to put the bolts on correctly anymore. I'm not trusting some 25-year-old who's on TikTok to manage air traffic control. I'm done. I'm going to control things myself and drive myself everywhere.
You guys remember that old saying, beggars can't be choosers? Well, California has turned that upside down in the saying to be, come to California because beggars can be choosers.
This is pretty depressing. They're trying to look for federal charges on a guy who killed a puppy, but they let all the drug dealers that are killing humans out roaming the city? Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Deborah, you need to stop eating raw broccoli. It's making you angry all the time. I'm worried for you, girl. Stop eating the raw broccoli.
Yeah, I work for a small aerospace company here in Southern California, and I know there's people who take shortcuts, and supervisors and managers, they don't care. Shortcuts like leak check and tightening the bolts to specifications. Yeah, some people get away with all kind of stuff.
You should run for governor, John. That's the only way to go with you. You become our next governor.
I'm second generation here Mexican. My parents came here. They had family waiting for them. They had a job waiting for them. They work hard. They build businesses. We own homes. But these people that are coming, watch the YouTube videos. They make fun of Joe Biden saying they're taking advantage. They're happy to be living off the welfare and all of that other stuff.
The industry of the future lies in mobile EV charging stations. Oh, wait. Soon to follow the ban on gas-powered lawn equipment is the ban on generators. Well done, Newsom. Get another stellar act of genius, you idiot.
First, I agree with you about the accident investigations on the freeway. Clean them up and get traffic moving. Second, desalinization. It's just like the poop water. It all goes through the same process. It's clean water. Get over it. We need the water. Love, Deborah Mark.
This issue regarding the kids' football is an orchestrated plan. Legislator can bring the bill so Newsom can veto the bill to show that he cares about kids, their parents, and the football. Ultimately, when he gets what he wants, then he will change his mind.
Hey, Deborah, this is the universe. We heard you want a 7.2 earthquake. We just want to let you know that we're working on it, and it's on its way. Just want to make sure that you really want the 7.2.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Oh, you want a 7.2?
No, I don't. I said I don't want to put it out into the universe.
Looks like it went out there.
No, come back.
According to the universe.
I take it back.
All right. When we come back, Joe Biden got really, really confused again today. And the LA Times went on strike, but nobody noticed. The LA Times is actually falling apart. Of it literally falling apart, and we'll tell you all about it in minutes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We have another round of the voice line coming up in about 20 minutes. We've been talking a lot about George Gascon. Somebody I know sent me a message. Anyone who votes for Gascon is a complete fool, an idiot, and deserves their home to be broken into.
Yikes.
Sounds like an unhinged person, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
That's really sad. That's not, that's mean-spirited there. We're going to get into the almost complete collapse of the Los Angeles Times. This is going to be highly amusing. And in the midst of the management announcing that there's going to be big layoffs, the only thing that the journalists are fighting over is they want to protect their diversity. You're not going to believe this stuff. The New York Times has a story on it, and so does Daniel Gus, the independent journalist at the Gus Report. First thing, though, before I forget, because this was my favorite clip of the day, President Biden, who has not been seen in public in quite a few days, they brought him out to do a speech in Raleigh, and he was looking for a congresswoman named Deborah Ross. This is Raleigh, North Carolina, and Biden got really confused. Listen to this.
Appreciate it very much. I also want to mention Congressman Deborah Ross. Where's Deborah? This year, I just had my picture taken with her. That's probably why she left. No, all kidding aside. Anyway, she couldn't be here, actually. That's not true. I got it mixed up. And she has, she fights very hard for the people of this district, and she's up in Washington right now.
Did you follow all that? Where's Deborah? I just had my picture taken with her. And then somebody must have cued him. Oh, she couldn't be here, actually.
Where's Deborah?
That's not true. I got mixed up. She's up in Washington.
Where's Deborah? Where's Deborah?
Where are you?
Here I am.
Where's Deborah?
He couldn't see you. Boy, oh boy. I mean, he went out of his way. It's not, where's Deborah? Oh, she's not here. Where's Deborah? I had my picture taken with her backstage.
Where's Deborah?
That is too good. But yeah, go ahead. Vote for him.
Where's Deborah?
Excellent. Excellent idea. Vote for him. Let me see. Let me get my stories straight here, because this is too rich. So the LA Times had a one-day walkout, because they got word, the LA Times Guild, that's their union, that major layoffs are coming. Maybe 100 people, a big percentage of the newsroom is going to be cut, because the paper's dying. If not, all they have to do is they got to get the coroner to issue the autopsy report, but it's gone. Now, and I was thinking, it's like, well, if the LA Times is on strike for the day, right? There's no news stories. And I checked, there's very little news on the page today. What am I going to be missing? And I thought, well, no climate change stories, no COVID stories, right? No fear-mongering there, no race stories, and no transgender stories. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get through the day? That's the big four. For the LA Times progressive woke crowd, is almost every day you can count on the front page being littered with climate change, another COVID surge, some kind of race dispute, and a transgender dispute or variations thereof. And that's all they've done. And they wonder why they can't draw an audience. They have targeted their product to like this hard left progressive woke whack job crowd, which is fine. It's a free country and there should be news outlets for everybody, right? But you can't complain that you're not making money and that now you have to lay off the writers because you reject like 90% of the normal people out there who are not obsessed with race, gender, COVID, or climate. In fact, I would say probably 95% of people never discuss this. I never hear them talking about it. It's just fascinating. So you wrote this very narrow-focused leftist extremist blog, and you wonder why people haven't shown up. Because I've looked at the metrics online. There are websites that actually track how long people spend on your pages. And I saw that the average person who goes online to the LA Times only stays a minute. It's true. Because I think we've all heard enough about the climate, enough about COVID, enough about race and gender. I think we all got the message. We know what these stories are about. But every day, the relentless pounding. It is so difficult just to do our show when that's all they offer every day. Now, as far as the actual strike, and I don't know how. First of all, they're about to fire you, and that's no way to get on the good side of Patrick Soon-Shiong, is to walk out and leave the website basically blank when it comes to new news. But they're gonna let go about 100 journalists. The executive editor Kevin Morita quit last week because he saw that was coming. What's amazing, though, is the LA Times Guild Caucus, they're panicking because they want to make sure the cuts don't affect the diversity of the journalists. Seriously. And let me read you. I got Daniel Guss's report here. Here's a quote from the Guild Caucus leaders. They wrote this to Soon-Shiong. As you navigate financial pressures in our industry, we urge you to avoid undoing the diversity that we've worked so hard to build.
Well, the issue here is there's no money coming into the LA Times, and Sun Xiang has already blown $1 billion of his money, and he doesn't want to lose anymore. And you're worried about diversity. How come your diversity doesn't bring readers? How come the few readers that show up spend no time on the website reading all your propaganda? Really, they're only there for like a minute or two, and then they can't take it anymore. Hard left progressives constitute, I don't know, maybe 6% of the population. How about pitching news coverage to the other 94% of us who don't spend our days obsessing on race and gender and COVID and climate? The LA Times Guild caucus leaders wrote this letter. The group includes, these are all separate caucuses. This is not separate caucuses within Congress. These are separate caucuses within the LA Times Union. You have the Black Caucus, the Latino Caucus, the Asian American Caucus, the Middle Eastern Caucus, the South Asian Caucus, and the LGBTQ plus Caucus. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 caucuses, which, by the way, if you notice, doesn't count any of the white writers and editors there. And the Guild caucus leader says, as you navigate financial pressures, we urge you to avoid undoing the diversity that we've worked so hard to build. Layoffs would be catastrophic, eliminating new and essential voices and diminishing the gains we've made under your family's leadership. It's not about your voices. It's about the news coverage. I'm not looking for a voice when I read a newspaper. I want to know what the news is. But instead, they have endless opinion columns or endless opinion columns masquerading as news stories. So there's all these voices, but there isn't too much news that's useful. Unbelievable. So that's the last dying screams of the LA Times. We're losing our diversity. Yeah, I guess when everybody's fired, you're going to have absolutely no diversity because there's going to be nobody working there anymore because you've ignored 95% of the public now for many years. So this was going to happen. People don't want to read this stuff. And we can statistically prove that. They don't read the LA Times. All it is a masthead from the 1900s. It's like an old British coat of arms where all the family members who inherited that coat of arms became a bunch of drunks and drug addicts. And it's not worth anything anymore. We have another round of the Moist Line coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to do round two of the Moist Line in just a moment. But I was looking through another story on the dissolving Los Angeles Times. New York Times says the LA Times was on track to lose $30 to $40 million in 2023. That was as of the middle of last year. Now, the year before that, I had read they lost $50 million. So they've been cutting expenses, but Sun Xiang is still losing tens of millions of dollars. They called a spokeshole for Sun Xiang, and she said that the company has a significant gap between revenue and expenses, even with the layoffs and other cost-saving measures from last year. She said the Sun Xiang family had invested tens of millions of dollars every year since buying the Times. They're committed to continuing to invest, but relying on a benevolent owner to cover expenses year after year is not a viable long-term plan. So it sounds like he's close to cutting out because he spent $500 million on the carcass. He threw in another $300 million, and then it's anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50 million a year to keep it afloat to pay the bills. And I don't care how wealthy you are. There's only so long you're going to put up with that. You feel like an idiot. I have an idea. Run more hard left-wing progressive stories, more woke stories. That'll turn it around. Big market for that out there. Just ask Bud Light. Let's go now to the Moist Line. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
The reason you're looking for is probably the same reason why voter turnout is only 15%. We get what we deserve. People of California, this is what they voted for.
John, nobody voted to have this DA in. The DA was voted in automatically without our wanting.
Let's hear it for this greedy old NFL who chose to streamline one of the most popular games of the weekend. They decided to piggyback with NBC and do nothing but a streamline. For a league that's making hand over fist, they should be ashamed of themselves for making the fans go out of their way to watch it. I'm tired of you guys making money on top of money. That sucks.
One day I went to the grocery store to use that DMV machine, and it was out of paper, so it couldn't print out my receipt. So I went to the DMV, and the lady behind the counter told me, oh, you need to call the 800 number. Those aren't our machines. What do you mean those aren't your machines? It's got the big DMV logo on it. State of California seal is on it. What do you mean I have to go and call the 800 number? Do your job for once.
Okay, John, so these idiots at the Innocence Project or whatever are going to take on Scott Peterson? That's like saying in 1963 they would have taken on Jack Ruby for not killing Oswald. I mean, come on, there's nothing more obvious in the world. How would these people have nothing to do?
I'm really pissed off that Biden, Sleepy Joe, allowed all these illegal immigrants to cover and raid our country. Bullshit.
Hey, John, what do you think this homeless thing is going to get all better with the fentanyl? It's going to get worse. Nobody's doing nothing. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Escape from L.A., baby. Better get in your bunker.
A grown-ass woman would not call herself a grown-ass woman. Grown.
I used to live over by that Cahuenga area, garbage town. I had to leave, but I remember that sidewalk completely obstructed.
I want the campaign Ethan Weaver for mayor. That's the campaign that needs to start in the shadows. But yes, please put this man on city council to start with. Ethan Weaver, president. I can't say how much I liked what he had to say. You know, I think I fell in love with Ethan Weaver when he called the LA Times the El Segundo Times.
Nithya Raman wanted to come to the apartment building I own and tell all my tenants they don't have to pay their rent and how to get around it. And I told her, you step one foot on my property, I will have you arrested for trespassing. I am so glad to hear you call out that socialist communist witch for what she is.
If Governor Hairgel becomes a Democrat candidate for president, I will move to a swing state. I want my vote to keep that piece of out of office.
John, I need you to run for president. I know you can do it. You're right on most issues. You still got time to do it. We need you, brother. We need you. Come on, John. Do it.
John, I'm very surprised that you've never heard the expression grown-ass woman. Dang, man. You're a grown-ass man.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
And Evan Weaver running against Nithya Raman in that council district covers the valley from Encino all the way over to, includes Van Nuys and Studio City, also down into the Hollywood Hills area, Los Feliz. Vote for him. Yeah, because he would be a good mayor someday. So get him on the city council. Get rid of, stop voting for communists. Don't vote for Nithya Raman. What's her name? Nithya Raman. Communist. Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, a grown-ass woman is the newer, softer version of, that's a huge bitch.
I just hadn't heard that term before.
Yeah, you very rarely hear that. Alex Michelson's coming on with us. We'll talk about the debate last night.
Yeah, it was good. Did you get to see it?
I only caught the tail end where he asked all the contestants what their favorite band was and what their favorite movie was.
Ah.
So I guess there's...
well, it's still online.
No crime.
Yeah.
throw these softballs out.
Why does he come on with you?
I don't know. We're trying to stop it, and this is the best way to do it. And then we have one of the greatest dog trainers in the world, dog parks. Are they good or dangerous, John? We'll figure that out. Yeah, that's what we do. And then Walmart is upping their annual salary for managers to $128,000.
Really?
Yeah. 128 grand.
To be a Walmart manager.
That's right. That's
no
right.
Kidding.
Yeah.
I'm out of here, guys. See you.
Oh, gee, that's where we're going to lose half the staff.
That's right. And then there was something else. I don't remember. Oh, no. A buddy of mine, Chris Pitcher, who's the head of all detectives at LAPD. I grew up playing hockey with him, and he's retiring. I played hockey with this guy. Mm-hmm. He went on to become the head of all detectives with LAPD, and I'm doing a stupid radio show.
Well, you took the wrong path a long time ago.
I did. I did.
Can't see you as a police officer, though.
No. I would be fired the first week. I would have shot somebody in the first week. And then the end of that chase today, it looks like they shot that guy at the end of the chase.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, no good. Don't run from the cops.
All right, Conway's next.
Rain's coming in. John, rain. Yeah, rain. Yeah.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.